Welcome to Shomar Shoval and Dav Shir, sponsored by Nishpas and Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in the Durim Dav Chof Zayin. The Mishnah in Amud Bey says, Noidrim leharogin velecheromin ulamoichsim. Meaning, when a person is in a case of oynis, someone is forcing him to give him money, he can do a nether, and the nether will be a lie. The nether, he's going to not really intend to do the nether the way he says it. But the Gemara, in the next Amud, explains that the nether does have to be chal somewhat. And the Gemara says, we're talking about that a person does a nether, he's oisa on himself fruits if this thing is his or not his, but he is oisa himself only for one day. And even though he did not say the word hayoim, he is meaning to say the word hayoim, it's in his heart. Usually what you mean in your heart is not good enough for nedarim, you have to actually verbalize it. But when in a case of oines, when a person is forced, so even though he did not say the word hayoim, I take his meaning, his kavanah salev, and I join that to the words that he's saying, and what he means to say is that this nedar will be chal only for one day and not for more. So that is the way he's able to trick this thief and tell him that he's doing a real nedar, he really is not really intending to do the full nedar. The Radach stands for Rav David Kohen. He was a Rav about 500 years ago, one of the Turkish Rabbanim, very chashuv a poisek, that dealt a lot with the Migroshi Sfarad, and the Chido brings a lot from him. The Chido quotes him saying, he asked the following question. We know when a person does, is in Be'oinis, the Mishnah is telling us, that if he has in his mind, if he puts in his heart, that he intends for the nether not to be chal fully, so then it works. So he asks, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced Am Yisrael to receive the Torah, put the Torah above her head. So Am Yisrael had an excuse, because Am Yisrael was forced. And they mikad moido rabba l'raisa, says the Gemara. Now Am Yisrael could say, we did not want to get the Torah, it was forced upon us. The Gemara says that in the time of Purim, we re-received the Torah again. As the Radach, but we see over here in our Mishnah, that even when a person is forced, and he has to do a neder, if he doesn't have in his heart to mean to say hayoim, the nether will be chal. So who cares that Am Yisrael being forced to get the Torah? But they have to have in their mind, in their heart, that they don't want to get it in order for the Torah not to be accepted. As long as they're saying the words nice of an Ishma, even though they're forced to say it, they have still accepted the Torah. And if they accepted the Torah, so now they can't change their mind. The same thing we see in our Mishnah. Answers the Radach, a big Yisoid that many of the Achronim discuss, says the Radach, and that's usually by a human being. When a person comes, a Rasha comes to a Yid and tells him, I want to take your property. And he says he has to do a nether in order to save himself. So then he says one thing, but in his heart he can think something else, and that's how he can get out of the nether. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boichin klaris v'leiv. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't have something, say one thing in your mouth and have something else in your heart. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyochon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forcing Am Yisrael to get the Torah. He's forcing not only their mouth, but also their heart, also their mind. They're completely forced. That's why there, even after the Kfiyas HaKagigis, they still have an excuse to say that we were forced and we did not accept it, even though they accepted at the time, both with their words and also with their heart. The Chido brings this Radach, he speaks about it in length, in the Sefer Kisei David. And there he adds, in Drush Dalet, he says, in the name of his father, that according to the Radach, we can explain the following pasuk. In Parshas Nitzavim, it says that if there's somebody who did not accept the Shmuel, and he's Baruch Bilvavu Leimor Shaloi Mi'eli, I'm not going to be part of Am Yisrael, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will punish him very much. In the beginning there, it says, Asher Bilvavu Poine Hayoim Mi'im Hashem Elokecha. So he says, what does it mean? Today, his heart is moving away. He says, this guy will come with the excuse, the Radach says. This guy's going to come and say, you know, I did not say hayoim. You know, my heart did not say hayoim because I couldn't say hayoim. I couldn't think in my heart that I'm accepting the Torah only for one day. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is boichin klaris v'leiv. His heart did not say the word hayoim. He has a good excuse for that. And he's going to use that excuse to stop keeping the Torah. Someone who's come, such an Oibre Chacham to come says that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish him very, very severely if he wants to use that excuse to say that he does not accept the Torah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.